The Lunchtime Social is brought to you in association with White Fiber for the best deals in broadband, television and phone. 100% local. All employees live on the Isle of Wight. Check them out at www.whitefiber.com.
It's Thursday, which means we've got the floozy in, a.k.a. Treacle, a.k.a. Max.
A.k.a. Maxine
AL Furniture. Furniture as well. Over to you now with the details of today's lunchtime social debate.
Oh, I'm loving. Well, I've come up with things that we say to our children. I have, yes. That's the royal me, okay. We. Things that we say to our children are not all unpleasant, by the way, I have to say. Because I'm sure we also say I love you to our children. See?
Do we?
I do. Yeah, every day. Yeah, every day, actually.
Do you know what? It's really... Because I haven't seen my son for probably about a couple of months. He's back in a month's time. And I did actually give him a kiss.
Yeah.
Okay, I kissed his cheek.
Good for you.
And he hates it. Yeah. That's why I do it.
At least you don't get the handkerchief out and spit on it and do like your grandma used to do.
Oh, my mum used to do that as well.
I know. Like, oh. Come here. You go, no.
Get off.
I often say to my youngest, you need a shower.
You need a shower.
Stroke bath, whatever, right. Whichever you're going for. Okay. My eldest is always in the bathroom.
Is that... Well, that's the
age.
That's the thing. Yeah. So is
preening.
Is it because he's a bit pongy, or is it because he's a bit filthy?
Which one?
The one that you've got to get in the bath and say, look, you need a shower.
Because he's
there.
Played football or rugby or something, yeah. And he's covered in mud, and I think he likes the macho, you know, walking around the house.
How old is young Harold?
Harold is 13 next year. 13. Wee teenager.
So it would have been the same age when we were mucking around on building sites all those years ago and getting filthy.
Was,
and it was almost like you had to get filthy before you got... otherwise, you didn't have a good time. You know what I mean? You had to get to that level.
There was something... it's like jumping in a puddle, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you've got wellies on, and why did some people used to say, or people say, no, don't jump in the pool, but that's what it's all about, isn't it?
It is. And so we grew up on a on a building site. A bit of pan estate was being built around us, and we used to... Nowadays, if you go on a building site now, you probably wouldn't be able to get...
You wouldn't be able to get on.
Because it would be barricaded, yeah. And it would be locked up. But in the olden days, you'd just be able to get on there and throw sand and blocks at each other, and it was quite sort of... So you used to get absolutely filthy, and during the winter months you would go down to the parks and you would play football, and you'd be skidding around, and you'd be in... if you were in goal, you were diving around, and
or
you were getting
diving,
muddy knees, and my mum would struggle to, you know, back it, because you had these awful blooming washing machines back then.
Well,
pull it all out and put it in the dryer
tub.
Thing. Yeah, twin tub
with those tongs.
So those wooden tongs.
Yeah, because the heat.
So your knees and in my jeans or my tracksuit bottoms or whatever
were still sort of stained with grass and stuff.
Mud. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh my God, twin tubs.
Twin tubs.
Oh my God.
You wouldn't get away with that now, would you? You really would.
I think my boys think I was brought up in the dinosaur era anyway. So I wonder if our children, being the future, when they're our age, will their children think they lived in the olden days? Because things have advanced and
stuff.
Oh,
they have, haven't they? Incredibly so. You just think, my mum was still using that tub thing, that twin tub, probably late 70s, up to about 1980, 81, maybe
they
even
82. They were trendy, though, at the time.
They were.
They were the in thing.
You had to be there to do the washing.
Yeah, you did. What's the point of that?
Because when my son and wife used to... They used to rub each other the wrong way a little bit, and he used to say when his mum as well, he would say the same thing of his mum, which because I've had to do 3 lots of washing, and he said, and quite rightly so,
yeah, I know what you're going to say.
You just take it out and put it in there and hang it up a little bit later. There's like 5 minutes there and 5 minutes there, and then bosh, it's done.
Because it's that's an expression from the times when we did the washing, so we still say, I've got to do the washing, I'm guilty of it. I think it's like my era when they used to go to the public convenience and they had to put a penny in the slot, so they used to say, I'm going to go and spend a penny. We still say that. So mine are like, what does that mean? What?
Yeah. No,
so I think it's sort of, it stays there.
It does.
You know in your heart of hearts that you're right. You're just actually opening the washing machine, sticking it in, putting it on and walking away. But it's saying, I've got to go and do the washing.
I can see my mum now.
Yeah.
With this twin tub thing.
Yeah.
Which, you know, was huge.
Huge.
Massive it was. And you'd have it. So you wouldn't, it was never plumbed in. Because it was one of those things you had to pull out to
use
it.
That's right, you had to pull it out.
Because it was all on the top, wasn't it? It wasn't down the front. It was all on the top, so you had to pull it out.
That's correct.
So then you'd have the hose, which all the water drained out.
Yeah, it's all coming back to me now.
And you'd have to tie that round the tap so it would go down the sink, wouldn't you?
Oh, this is hilarious. I wonder how much they were. Brand new.
I wonder if you can still get them.
I wonder if they still do them.
What would they be called?
So how's this got to do with things we say to our children?
Well,
it was a twin tub washing machine.
I've got to do the washing. I've been doing the washing. Well, you haven't. You don't. You just shove it in the machine and the machine takes care of it. Twin tubs.
Thank God for front-loading automatic washing machines.
Twin tubs. Let's see if they're still... Twin tubs for sale.
Really?
Yeah,
never.
Twin tubs for sale. Yeah, you can still get them.
Oh, how much are they?
They are about £129.
Oh, who would still buy one of those? It's hard work.
I'm going to get you one for Christmas.
I haven't got any room.
Yeah, and they're modern looking.
Really?
They are. They're not like the old things that we would have
had. Oh, no, I want the old thing.
Yeah, this has got rounded corners and it looks all like super
plush.
Duper on top. Plush is
a
term.
A good word.
Clean and plush.
Clean and plush.
This amazing twin tub compact washer will handle up to 3.6 kilograms of washing.
Is that a
and
lot?
2.5 kilograms of drying. I don't know. I don't do the washing. Complete with semi-automatic pulse and reverse wash action.
Ooh.
Selections for normal and gentle washes. It also switches off automatically. After each timed program and pumps away that waste water from both the washer and the spin dryer. But again, you would have to pull it out because all the controls and stuff is on the top.
No, I understand, but I don't understand why people are still buying that contraption.
But they do.
What's the and meaning of that?
That's from... Oh,
does
crikey.
It come with free tongs?
No, but do you know what? Well, I don't know, actually, thinking about it. It's got a hose there. It might
it's
have
got a
it.
Hose?
It might have some.
Does it come in all colours? Or is it just
do you know
white?
What? It's it. Do you know how you can get hold of this?
Well, go on, why? How?
We're going to go right Curries. Back in time. No. Think about
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. I'll stop it.
Hang on, people will talk. No, it don't, no. Oh. It's you get it from the Freeman's catalogue.
The Freeman's catalogue.
You get it off the catalogue.
Not the catalogue, and you pay monthly.
Yeah, yeah. That's how you can get it. 25% off your first personal account order. Freemans.com. Be fabulous. You can log in now and set up an account. How brilliant. Delivered within 3 or 4 weeks.
Not so does it take longer.
How brilliant is that? They could
well,
still
there
get
you go.
Them.
You
all
can
right.
still get a twin tub.
Order by 9 o'clock. Get it next day delivery.
Oh, I'm
you
so
can
excited.
Actually get it next day delivery.
Can't wait. I mean, the anticipation.
Freemans.com. So you've got everything there. Do you remember you used to buy things and you say, oh, Mum, can I have this? Mum, I'll give you... Oh, you would be
£1.25
a week.
Didn't you have an agent or somebody that...
May have done, but you had to pay something like £1.25 a week or something.
Yeah, something ridiculous.
Yeah, I remember buying my first twin deck. There's my mum with her twin tubs.
You had a twin deck.
And in 1981, I bought myself a twin deck, two record decks, going out and doing my gigs. Yeah. It was about £149. I think it was a Benelux or something.
Yeah.
£149. I was paying something like £2.24 a week or something for this blooming thing. Yeah. And on the catalogue. No, crikey.
Yeah. Got it out of catalogue. A catalogue. And you know, I used to know people that used to order things out the catalogue for a Saturday night.
And send it back.
Naughty, not me.
I can't believe it. That is twin tubs. You can still get twin tubs.
Oh my God, I can't remember how we even got onto twin tubs.
But they're only £129. When our washing machine
are you on commission?
Down,
you keep fucking...
We'll make a commercial for
it. Oh yes, we've done the aftershave. We've got to do twin tubs now.
Oh, how wonderful. It's got the water inlet, the water outlet, which you then have to physically stick on the hose and then tie it around your tap and so it drains away.
Yeah.
How marvellous. I want to... Oh, it's actually got a see-through top so you can see what's going on in inside. How brilliant is that? There's a trip down memory lane, eh?
Sure
Your
was.
Twin tubs.
What, 70s?
Well, in our case, I think it was must have been about late 70s, early 80s. We were late developers. We never actually got a video until about 1985 or something.
Oh, but that was because your mum worked at Radio Rentals.
Yeah. Well, yeah, even though she worked there, we didn't get one until
I remember us renting one from there as a family, yeah.
A video?
The video recorder, so, yeah.
So another saying that your mum may have said, don't touch it, you don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay, what else you got?
What else we got? Right, it's time to go.
It's time to go?
Yeah, we'll say it's time to go.
it's time to go,
yeah. Right. If the other person isn't laughing, it's not funny.
Right.
Sort of like, okay. Don't take the mickey.
Don't take the mickey.
Yeah.
I don't think that was ever said to me.
No. Would you like it if someone did that to you?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I've heard that.
That's
said
quite an
before.
Old one, actually.
Yeah, don't make me turn this car around.
Yes.
Don't make me turn this car around.
Yes.
Brilliant.
Oh dear,
that's quality. That
all right,
is.
Your time's up. We've done that one earlier. You know, we've played on the computer or doing a game or something, but they don't listen.
They wouldn't have said that. You know, back in when we were kids, with you know, computer.
Well,
crikey.
Watching TV or you know, your time's up now. It's time for bed.
Do you know what the sad thing is when you go back in time?
Go on and
mentioned. I used to love watching the big match. Do you remember the big match? It used to be football, Sunday afternoon. It used to be ITV's version of football and BBC.
Yeah.
BBC used to be on late at night. Okay.
BBC, match of the day.
Yeah. What's that joke? How many D's in match of the day? About 2002. No, that's only 2001, actually.
We've counted.
And the big match used to go...
Oh, that's right.
And it was always introduced by Brian Moore. And it always used to be on about sort of half one till half
lunchtime.
Two. Sunday sort of
oh,
afternoon.
I'd be at the table then eating my Sunday roast.
We'd have had the Sunday roast and then we'd have started to watch the football and then my mum would say, come on, clear off outside, you need some fresh air. And she always used to say, clear off outside.
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't get that said would you?
Get outside and get some fresh air.
Clear off out and get some fresh air, yeah.
I just want to talk to something quickly. We got onto that saying about time's up, bedtime.
Yeah.
There's this thing going on, get started, and I don't want your opinion on it. I'm not up for it at all. It's called free parenting. Have you heard it?
Free parenting?
Yeah, we heard it.
No.
So basically, the parents more or less let the children, as I say, do as they wish.
Right.
So a couple of things. First of all, it's bedtime. So they choose when they want to go to bed.
Right,
which I think is out of order because children need a certain amount of sleep for their, you know, obviously school, etc. in the morning. And the other one is like their meal choices. One particular mum has got three children. She will ask them, okay, sometimes I might say, what do you fancy for tea? You know,
yeah.
Nothing wrong in that. They might say so-and-so. They might say, oh, I haven't got that today. I'll go do it another day. We'll have so-and-so. Fine, great. She'll ask them what they want. And all three of them will want different things. And she will cook three different meals for these children. What signs that's sending out? I think that's so wrong. It's making them spoil. It's making them think they can get what they want when they want.
I'm amazed.
Yeah, this is called free parenting.
That's that's terrible.
Yeah, I know.
I wonder, though, how it all turns out.
And they let their seven-year-olds walk to school on their own. They live in a rural area. There's just these two particular women, mothers, that were being interviewed.
Right.
Now, don't get me wrong, I'm all for giving children gradually independence, you know, and that, you know, we were always told when we were kids, oh, beware of the bogeyman, weren't we? Don't accept sweets off strangers, don't get into cars, blah, blah, blah. So we know there's always been horrible people out there.
Yeah.
But I just think seven's a bit young.
Very young.
To let a kid go to walk to school.
But then I've got to be honest, I think, where did I go, Barton? We walked to school by ourselves after the first year, so I would have been six or seven, walking home. I walked home by myself. All right, okay. I was probably about 300 yards away from home. Probably about half a mile.
Mm.
No, probably not that far, actually. Probably about 800 metres away.
I mean, I was nagged at a certain point. Oh, don't! I want to watch school on my own, I want to school on my own. And I can't actually remember how old they were. I think possibly 11, 12. Oh, no, Harry's sorted now, and he's 12, he gets the bus and everything. But no, I don't know, 7, 8, no, far too young. And as for this, I'll go to bed when I want to go to bed business.
I'd have been 6 or 7, because at first, when I first went, my sister used to take me, and then...
Yeah, I suppose if there's two or three of you, one's a little bit older, yeah. Excuse me, sorry about that.
It's like doing the show with Marge Simpson, isn't it?
Homie. That's a cross between her and Piggy, I think.
So then my brother was 3 years older than me, so I would have been in the first year at Barton, which was primary school, so I would have been 5, okay, and he would have been 8, 9. So at the end of that year, he would have cleared off up to the next school, Downside, which would have been about 200 yards away. But I never used to walk home with him. When I was at Barton in my second year, so I would have been 6, 7, I would have been walking home by myself. That's probably why I got into so much trouble.
That's why that's how you've turned out like you have, isn't it?
Thieving.
Basically, yeah.
And knocking on doors and running away. Yeah. It's all my mum's fault.
A tear away.
And I've got to be honest with you, what are they calling it? The latch key kids.
Yeah.
You know, my mum will say that, oh, you were never that. But she was at work. So we'd come home and the key was under the mat. You wouldn't do that now, would you? Leave your key under the mat.
Well, don't
say that you do.
Oh, no,
for
I don't.
Sake.
Oh, God, no, I don't. Fort Knox's my place. I do know people on the island.
Well, that sounds very dodgy when you say, there's a pause and you say, I know people.
I know
people.
I do know people. No, that don't even lock their front door on the island.
But that's how it used to be.
That's what I'm told, and they have no problems with it whatsoever.
Yeah, we always lock the front door now. We've got some dodgy neighbours, but we
yeah, I know you have.
We always lock the front door, whereas years ago, the front door, the door was always.
And neighbours just used to walk in, didn't they?
Yeah.
Cooey, come in. Yeah, are you decent? You've got the kettle on. But it's true. You don't, do you?
We don't do that anymore.
Now, we discussed this not so long ago. If the door, if someone knocks at the door, we go,
oh, who's that?
Who is it? Who can it be?
Oh, so-and-so from next door. Pretend you're not here.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever done that?
I haven't. No.
I have. And then you realise that they can see the telly through the window.
All right.
Oh, so, dear. Anyway, let's get back to things we say to our children before we've talked so far as parenting and
go
twin
on.
Tubs.
We're going to incorporate Abby in this in a moment.
Oh,
she's
yes.
in the process of recording a Christmas commercial for someone. So hopefully, fingers crossed, we're going to get her in for part two.
Okie dokie. Right, everyone's a comedian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
everyone's a comedian.
Yes.
Yeah. If you don't stop it, your face is going to freeze that way.
That is true. Where we go? Oh, yes. It's all fun and games until someone gets hurt.
Yeah.
True. We don't store our shoes in the hall.
We don't store our shoes in the hall?
Or our coat. There's a place for that.
You had shoes?
Shoes, yeah.
Yeah,
socks.
Crikey, we did. Barefoot most of the time we were. Barefoot. Go on, what's next?
What do you do? We've done that one. Did you brush your teeth?
Do you know what, though?
I still say that.
Do you struggle, you know, to get your... I mean, the older one, as they get older, they realise the importance. But when they're younger, you have to fight them to get their clean their teeth. Do you still have that fight with the younger one? Because my nipple was... He was a pain in the backside for at least he was 12, 13, maybe even 14.
I can see and I hear where you're coming from, because I have no friends have had the same problem, but not mine, because they both had braces.
Right.
So they have to.
Right.
And use a special mouthwash, etc., and blah, 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 because otherwise it'd be a complete waste of time, and the dentist will just take them off and that's it.
Yeah.
So they're very good, actually.
Come on, it's time to clean your teeth. Oh, why do I have to keep cleaning my teeth? I'll do them in the morning.
That's right. Why is it such a problem? It's only 2 minutes, isn't it?
Well, supposedly.
It's because you've got to come away from the television or...
You've got to come away from the Game Boy or whatever they call it now. Xbox or whatever.
Xbox, God.
Yeah, but Dad, I'm going to eat sweets through the night. What do I need to eat? You know, you're not eating sweets through the night. Yeah, I am. They're under my pillow. I've got to be eating sweets.
Yes. I do think some children are allergic to water. That's what it is.
Do you reckon that's what it is?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
See, I know my brother was a bit. We had struggled to get him in the shower sometimes, and he was a bit pongo-whiffy.
Pongo-whiffy?
Yeah, he was. I think he still is, by all accounts.
Do you?
Yeah. Do you hear that? There's another listener gone.
That's another. Did you? You just heard it click off, didn't you? Well, we also say yes to them. We say no to them. We say maybe. That maybe.
Because I said so.
Yeah, we'll see.
I hate that.
Well, we'll see what?
I never used to use that one.
Oh,
we'll see.
I used to have we'll see a lot.
We'll see.
No, that didn't sound right, did it?
You used to have we'll see a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was he Tuesday or Wednesday? If all your friends told you to jump off a cliff, would you?
Yes. Yes.
What part of no don't you understand?
Yes. That's a good one. That's a good one. It's not the end of the world.
It's not the end of the world.
Yeah, when they're sad or something's gone wrong.
Is that when they've been dumped by their girlfriend or something like that? It's not the end of the world.
Then you go make them some comfort food, don't you? Like shepherd's pie, like that advert.
Is that what you do?
No, I've just heard Jack's not been dumped.
No.
He does the dumping, kid.
All right, okay. So what do you do when you need to cheer your kids up then?
I think you always make them something special that they like to eat. Like I say, something that... I mean, mine will always go for a roast.
Yeah.
Or homemade shepherd's pie or something like that. Because it is comfort food, isn't it?
It is. Yeah,
for
no,
even
right.
as oldies.
As long as you live under my roof, you'll do as I say. I can hear my stepdad saying that.
Yeah.
To my brother.
But it's true, though, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, when you've got your place of your own, you do what you like. You know, if I visit you, I'll have to do what you want or where you want me to put things, etc. My house, my rules.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll ask Abby about that one in a moment because she's, what, 18, 19, living at home?
Oh, yeah. She doesn't know she's born.
You don't? See,
yes, I do.
Do you use that one now?
No.
No, see, I don't either.
It's old-fashioned, that one.
But is it because it doesn't actually mean anything. We know what it means, but the language
you're not being
in it,
grateful.
It doesn't. Well, it just doesn't mean anything.
No,
it's not great diction, is it? You don't know you were born. Well, hang on a minute. I do know. It's not right. It's not correct. It might be. You know, I'm not on about political correctness here. It just doesn't sound correct.
I know.
When I was your age, we didn't have all these crazy toys.
Oh yes,
they probably didn't back then. But good grief, we have, haven't we?
Well, there's that much out there, I don't know half of it.
Well, you're on the internet now, and you've got an iPhone.
I know, I'm quite good on my phone, actually.
I noticed.
My emails on my phone and everything.
You're not as switched on as Dame Shirley.
No, so maybe, she's good, actually.
Maybe you ought to get some practice in around
Dame
Shirley's.
No, we'd just end up giggling and wouldn't get very far.
How many times do I have to tell you?
Oh, well, yes. Done that bit.
Have we? Oh, right, okay.
No.
Close the door. You weren't raised at a barn.
Yeah. What about go and clean your room? Oh, God.
Well, that's another one for Abby, because apparently she's been told to clean her room many times by Kerry. Mother Kerry.
Mother Kerry.
Makes her sound like a, you know, religious person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Close the door. You weren't raised in a barn. I've had it up to here with you.
I've had it up to here.
Had it up to here with you. Have you ever used that?
I suppose I have, actually.
Oh, come on. There's a different version, which obviously we can't broadcast, isn't there? I've had it up to here with you.
Yeah.
See, to me, again, that doesn't... So I don't think I've ever used that one. It's almost like now you, like, filter...
You don't use them at all anymore.
Well, no,
No, you're a bit redundant in those stakes, aren't you?
Well, yeah, kind of, I suppose.
Because when he comes home to visit, it's all fantastic. Let's have a party. It's great to see his son, catch up. So it's all good times and good fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it should be.
So you would probably, if he did... leave a dirty wet towel on the floor, you would probably just pick it up and deal with it, as opposed to before you'd have spoken to him about it.
You got me sussed out, didn't you?
Of course.
Because I probably would, yeah.
Because you just want to have that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the difference. Make the most of it.
Make the most of it.
It's you look round and it's gone.
Mm.
Just wait until I was going to follow on from that.
Yes.
What would parents would say? Make the most of it because this
you never get this time back again.
Yeah.
You never get the asset. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
But hang on, that's to all of us, isn't it? That should apply to all of us.
Yeah. School years, best years of your life. Similar thing. And did you enjoy school?
I did.
I couldn't stand
no,
school.
No, I did enjoy school. I wouldn't say the best years of your life, because, you know...
There's another saying. Another saying here that they actually made into a an American television cartoon, and yeah. It always used to be on. If you'd have like holidays, it always used to be on then, about 11 o'clock in the morning. Just you wait
till
your
father
gets
home.
Do you remember
gets
that?
Home. We used to watch it.
Let's see if we could. Yeah. Was that what it was called?
Wait till your father gets home. But why didn't they say wait till your mother gets home? So you wouldn't get away with that now, I don't think.
She would now. You'd say that wait till your mother gets home,
wait
wouldn't
till
you? The carer would say wait till your
mother gets home.
Wait till the babysitter would say wait till your.
It's hard to make all these decisions.
Wait till your father gets
home. Wait till your father gets home.
Oh, hang on. There's an introduction to it.
Come
hang on, listen.
And there'll be more from the Ponderosa Ranch in Bonanza on Wednesday morning at 11:15. In 25 minutes here on BBC One, the midday news. Huh? But now, wait till your father gets home.
Every time the slightest little thing goes wrong, Mom starts to sing this familiar song.
Wait till your father gets.
Until your father gets. Wait until your father gets home.
Dad's not so bad and he seldom gets mad.
And we aren't about to desert him. Kids today like to have their own way. And what Daddy doesn't know won't hurt him.
Yeah.
I think my mom's just swell.
Then she starts to yell.
Every time we have a fuss, just wait till your father gets.
Until your father gets.
Wait till your father gets home. See what I mean? Wait till your father gets home. We know.
I remember all that.
Do you know, I was now like a million miles away because I was waiting for that programme to start.
Stop.
My mind was there. I wanted to
and
watch
now
that
on the
programme.
BBC, in 25 minutes, the news. So what year would that have been on?
Early 70s. Late,
I remember watching it.
Oh, well, there's a load of commercials that are playing
there?
Now for some reason. Let's let's have a little listen.
Meet the Clark family. They make a great team. And Mrs. Clark has another team that takes care of the wash. It's Mrs. Clark, her new Hotpoint Liberator, and new Persil Automatic. New Persil Automatic now gives you even better results. Whites are whiter, and that shows your wash is cleaner all round. Across all temperatures, and for all fabrics.
Whiter whites show my whole wash is cleaner.
And this new Hotpoint Liberator lets you choose the exact spin speed to suit any fabric. New Persil Automatic is tested and approved by Hotpoint and the makers of all British automatics. So you, your automatic, and New Persil Automatic make a winning team that washes whiter.
Oh, most important to select your spin speed.
Yeah. She'd have been the envy of the estate,
yeah,
wouldn't she?
Because my whites are whiter.
Yeah. Oh, crikey, look, we're going down memory lane here.
We're supposed to be doing other stuff.
Oh, hang on.
Oh, that's the same one.
Yeah, hang on. Here we go.
The National Bus Company runs nearly 20,000 buses over 736 million miles in Britain every year. And thousand upon thousand of these buses are insured with Norwich Union.
Oh, that wasn't the one that was playing just now.
Old Harry can afford to get about a bit too.
Old Harry can afford to get about a bit too. There was a brilliant one here that we should play because I think it was just... It's so dated. Here we go. This is it.
Got that? Thanks, Peter.
We can't be there when you cross the road, so always use the green cross...
He's like, yeah, we can't be there when you cross the road, so always use a green cross cone. You believe him, don't you? And you won't get run over then, will you?
Look at that. Look, listen, think.
Stop, look, listen, think.
Is that it? Is he finished? Oh, I've got to go back and listen to that again.
Got that?
Thanks, Peter.
So I can see the traffic and the driver can see me.
Got that? Thanks, Peter.
We can't be there when you cross the road.
We
always use the green cross code.
The green cross code.
Look, listen, think.
We can't be there when you cross the road. How brilliant. How brilliant.
I don't remember him talking like that, though.
Kevin Keegan did that. Didn't he? I think he yeah, did one of them.
He did. It was curly perm.
And it was, yeah. Didn't old Christopher Reeve do something like that as well? Superman or something?
Oh, I don't
know. Did he do it?
I don't know.
Yeah, but anyway. It's,
word. Haven't they improved, though? Thank God, the commercials.
Oh, crikey.
No, that wouldn't have been a commercial, would it? It was
a public information
public
film.
Public information film. Yeah.
There was one with... It was the one with Tufty the Rabbit as well.
Don't remember that.
That's where the song came from. Do you remember there was Charlie and something? There was Tufty the Rabbit, and it was a BBC one. That I think that might have been an ITV one, but it was a BBC, and it was Tufty the Rabbit, and I think Charlie says, always, yeah. and it's something about crossing the road again. It was just and you saw these little squirrels. I think they were just sort of walking around, and this bloke sort of tells him, "Hey, you've got to walk across the road properly." And it was aimed at kids, obviously. But it was brilliant, really, really good, because obviously you remember it, so it must have been blooming good, because it's there in your mind now, isn't it?
We don't have them anymore.
Tufty Rabbit.
No, public information films or whatever.
No, we don't. No,
do we?
No, I don't think we do.
I can't think of one.
We have political broadcasts now, don't we?
Yeah.
And they're not quite so entertaining.
Question time.
do you want a couple of another old commercials?
I do like doing this.
Yeah, here's one.
Recognise this?
Oh, crikey, it's Ron Harris with his xylophone. It is.
Okay. Yeah. Things well, so we say to our children.
Let's wind that one on, okay?
There are two ways of shopping in central London. You can join the scrum or go somewhere calmer, relaxed, altogether civilised. The new Army and Navy, Victoria.
Army and Navy.
It's air-conditioned. Dazzling experience and choice and value. Friendly, elegant. Come on over. It's only 4 minutes from Victoria Station. The new Army and Navy, where you get everything West End, except the crowds. The Army and Navy, Victoria.
They weren't very creative.
But his voice, is a well-known one, isn't it? He's done loads.
Probably.
No, loads.
Yeah, he probably has. All right, okay, should we take a quick break?
Yes.
It's like 23 minutes to one, I can't believe it.
Should we play
another break?
Yes.
When you're ready, then.
Yeah, wind it up. Put money in as well.
Oh, here we go.
Sharps Extra Strong Mints are what a real mint should be. Strong and full of character. They are not weak. Sharps are downright strong.
They've got to be strong to be good.
Sharps, extra strong mints.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre, providers of the fastest fibre optic broadband on the island. Call them on 01983 240 240. That's 01983 240 240.
This is Vectis Radio.
Putting the community back into local radio.
Packaging your product has never been easier. With our new high-quality digital printing, we can print one box to as many as you need, enabling you to test market a new product quickly and at low cost. Branded cake boxes, personalised cupcake boxes for wedding favours, header cards and blister backs, craft and retail product boxes, food cartons, labels. Sustainable packaging from a printer who cares about the environment. Talk to Crossprint Media and we can design bespoke solutions for your new venture. Call 524885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Do you need that unsightly chewing gum removed in an eco-friendly way without any hindrance to your day-to-day business? Do you need that fragile stonework cleaned, and are you worried that it could be damaged? Worry no more, because White Stream Hydro Cleaning Services is here. We are the island's exterior cleaning and restoration specialists. We cover the commercial, industrial, maritime and solar sectors for all of your cleaning and restoration needs. Call our professional team on 01983 642 101. That's 01983 642 101. Or go to our website www.whitestream.co.uk for a full list of our services. White Stream, it's what's on the outside that counts.
For a magical Christmas treat this Christmas,
Why not take the family to the Isle of Wight Steam Railway Santa Specials? Operating on selected days in December, you will get to ride through the winter countryside on a 10-mile steam train round trip, meet Santa in his grotto, and even enjoy a festive drink and mince pie. There'll be a lovely festive atmosphere with music, entertainment, and even Christmas donkeys. For full details and online bookings, visit www.iwsteamrailway.co.uk.
Self-publishing your own book is much easier than you think it is. About your own life, a local historical event, an interesting untold story about a relative, pure fantasy or fiction, or maybe an illustrated children's book. Talk to Cross Print Media for advice on self-publishing and how to get started. Call 52 4885 or email us on printmedia@crossprint.co.uk.
Stay social and get in touch. It's at Vectis Radio on Twitter. The World Wide Web never felt so local.
The Lunchtime Social, brought to you in association with White Fibre. Our packages are great value, and we constantly check our prices to ensure we remain competitive against other providers. Call for a chat on 01983 240 240.
Security. It's good to know it's there when you need it. Come on in.
Oh, wow, come that was a memory. Do you know what? We were listening to that during the course of the commercial break, and it was just... We got it straight away and started singing it, didn't we? And you do, don't you? You really do. It's just one of those things that you used to watch when you were a kid, and it's in there, and it will stay in there, and you hear it X amount of years later, there it is. All right, there's a commercial now playing that we've talked about many times. See if you can guess what it is. Not this bit of music, no. Yeah, Abbey National System. I'm just queuing this up again. So here again.
It's good to know it's there when you need it.
Yeah, all right.
Come on in.
Look, you've had your bit now. Shift over. Come on.
A last request, Gringo.
Guess I'll finish this here chewy Texan bar. Por favor.
You just heard that, okay?
Texan bar.
Yeah, Texan bar. What's the out cue? What's the?
I can't think. Really, I can't.
Because a Texan takes time to chew.
Yes.
Bite through the chocolate and chew real slow. Everybody knows a Texan.
I'm all falling to sleep now.
Could you boys come back next week?
Texan
sure is a mighty chew.
Any chocolate in my house has gone within 5 minutes. I can't see that lasting.
All right, so things that your mum would have said or your parents would have said to you. Have you thought of any more, Abby?
No, I haven't. Right, I'm afraid.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks.
So your mum, I suppose, say, can you go and get the food, the shopping at the car for me, things like that?
Well, my mum doesn't actually own a car.
Well, that'd be why then.
Yeah.
That would be why.
She asked me to, like...
Love it.
Go on.
I get asked to, like, carry stuff, like, from the shops or...
Yes, that's right.
We'll
give them a point for that one.
Okay. Tracy Lane says, don't do as I do. Do as I say. If the wind changes, you'll stay like that, she also says. My old mate Marco, Lucky Boy, says, make sure you have got clean underwear on. You might get run over by a bus. Has your mum ever said that
no.
to you? See those kind of things, you know, back in the day, they were the kind of ones that I don't think that they're still around today. People don't, because they just don't sound right, do they?
No.
You know, make sure you got clean underwear on. That's what my mum would say on a regular basis if you were going out anywhere. Make sure you got clean underwear on. And you think, You wouldn't say that now, because it would be inappropriate as well, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I suppose
kind of.
So.
Yeah. Jean says, if you fall and break your leg,
don't come running to me.
Exactly. Paul Stretch says, just wait till your father gets home, which we did earlier on. Wash your mouth out with soap and water. What else have you got?
What else have we got? We got, what if the whole family left their shoes there? Or shoes, stroke coats, you know.
Oh, yeah. What if the whole family left
there? Yeah, the whole family. Yeah, we haven't done that. Clean up your mess. Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams.
Yeah.
Yes.
Does your mum still say sweet dreams to you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think she'll never, ever not
do.
Say it.
Do exactly, you? Yeah.
I think it's just it just comes out, like, she doesn't
sweet
really
dreams.
Think about it.
Yeah.
Sleep well, I'll say, but
no.
not sweet
I
dreams.
I suppose it's a mummy thing, sweet dreams.
Maybe, yeah.
Well, mum's
right.
I suppose. I don't know. I'm so proud of you.
My mum's never, ever said that to me. No. She's never ever said that to me.
Oh, that's sad.
Has your mum ever said that to you?
Yeah, a few times.
I have.
Yeah?
I've had it said to me and say it.
She tells everybody else that she's proud of me, but she don't ever tell me. I wonder if that's her on the phone now. Hello?
Yeah, perhaps it is.
Afternoon, geezer.
Hello, me old flower.
My dad used to say to me, why don't you get in your room and get out of it?
Get in your room and get out of it. Get in your room and get out of it. That kind of suggests get in your room and spark up a wacky backy.
Yeah, get in your room and get out of it.
And get out of it. Any
so
more?
Stay at the doorway, step inside, then step back out again. I mean, it's stupid, isn't it? It's nearly as bad as my mum saying, if you don't eat your dinner now, it'll be stone cold.
My mum used to say, if you don't eat that now, you'll get that for dished up later on.
Well, I wasn't allowed to get down from the table to eat.
Yeah, there's another one as well.
See, but my mum told lies, right?
They all do.
She told
from time
lies.
To time.
She told me if I ate my crusts, I'd have lots of curly hair.
Yeah, Abby's just sort of looking strange at that one, thinking she obviously doesn't know you.
No,
Arthur's like, describe your
chrome dome.
Chrome dome. Chrome dome.
Phil Mitchell.
Phil Mitchell. Yeah. I hope someday you have children just like you.
Well, you get the kids you deserve. Yeah. But I mean, there's something I've not been asked for quite a while now, and it's something for the weekend, sir.
They used to say that in barber shops, didn't they?
Don't do that, surely now.
I don't know. Something for the weekend, sir?
Well, I don't go to barbers, do I? So I don't know.
Last time you went to a barber's, did they actually say that?
They don't sell them in barbers now, do they?
I don't know.
No, I bet they don't.
So they don't actually say that anymore.
Well, I don't go in a barber's. Why do you keep asking?
Well, you must take your lads in there, won't you?
They go for their own haircuts.
Do they?
Yeah.
You don't make sure that they have it done like the way you do it, then, like my mum used to, short back and sides,
and plenty off the top.
Yeah. That's it. Short back and sides, plenty off the top. Yeah.
No, they have this sort of trendy sort of style. As long as they're not too wacky, you know.
Cool. Any more?
I can't say one's nearly 18. I can't exactly tell him how to have his hair.
You're burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, burning the candle at both ends. Mm. We tell that to Brandon on a weekly basis.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
That's why he misses those early buses.
I brought you into this world, and I could take you out of it.
That's a harsh one.
You wouldn't
don't
get
like that.
You wouldn't get away with that now, would you?
No.
Oh, dear.
Don't like that.
Face like a smacked what's it?
Yeah.
What's he say?
Yeah.
Face like a smacked.
I can't say that, can I?
A smacked what's it?
Yeah.
Hey, stop crying, Lewis. I'll give you something to cry about.
I'll give you something to cry about. Yeah, I know.
Do you use any of these, though, Arthur?
If you play with them eggshells, you'll get warts.
I've never heard
one.
Do you use any of these now, though?
Well, I don't need something for the weekend anymore.
No.
And I don't play with any eggshells.
No.
But I might have a space like a smacked what's it.
Did your mum ever say, when you were desperate for the loo and you were out, tie a knot in it?
Well, not to me, no. But I can see where she's coming from with you.
It was a trick question.
Yeah, tie two knots in it then, in that case.
Yeah. Someday when you're older, you will understand.
Yeah. Aww. Aww. Well, there you are. That's just a dull and dreary, wet day, isn't it, eh?
Well, it lightens the load a little bit, doesn't it?
Yeah. You know, my mum used to stand at the window saying, rain, rain, go away, come again another day. And I used to think, well, I'm sure there's somebody up there with a tap thinking, oh, I'll turn it off now then, you know? Honestly, the silly things that people used to do, eh?
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
You've got
my tea's getting cold.
All right, there's another one. Your tea's getting cold. Come on, I called you 5 minutes ago. Your tea's getting cold.
My mum come out and I drove home one night after being out with the boys, and my mum come out and tapped on the window. She said, "Are you coming in tonight?" And I said, "Yeah, I'll be in a minute, Mum." She said, "You've been out here half an hour already. I'd fallen asleep." But that's in the days when you got behind the wheel of a car after going out with blokes, you know?
Oh, crikey. Yeah.
You know?
Hey, look, Arthur, your tea's getting cold.
It is getting cold.
Thanks for your call.
That face, you'll look like that.
Thanks for your call, mate.
Take care now.
Cheers now. Bye. No, you can't stay up late. You got school in the morning.
Yeah, and I still do this. The room's got to be tidy before they go off and want to do the things that they want to do. Like you'll say, oh, I'm going out to play football, or I'm going to meet so-and-so. Oh, no, you're not. I want you to do your room first.
Yeah.
I'll do it when I get back. No, you won't, because that will never happen. You do it before you go.
Absolutely. This is the one I used to hate because it was really patronising.
Patronising.
Maybe when you're older.
Oh, yeah. When you're older.
Does your mum say that to you?
No, I don't think
no.
So.
No, all right.
Did you and your mum talk?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Do you live up pan?
So what else we got? Brush your hair. Go and brush your hair.
Yeah.
Time to eat. We've done that.
Oh, what about get up?
Yes.
Get up.
Time to get up. Yes.
Yeah.
That's
get
the
up.
One I hate.
I shouted you X, Y, and Z ago, and you're still in bed.
Yeah.
Yep.
Do you, when you say, you know, your mum says that to you, how often?
Not often, because, like, I set an alarm, but then if she thinks I need to get up at a certain time, she'll walk in my bedroom and say, do you need to get up?
Yeah.
And moan.
You want to tell her, get out. Just get out. I used to tell my mum, get out. I'll get up when I'm ready. I've set my alarm. I'm ready. I know when I'm getting up. You don't have to come in and wake me up.
What else?
My mum said, go play on the motorway, and I think she really meant it. That's Richard Reese.
Oh, no.
Go play with the traffic.
Go play with the traffic.
Tables are for glasses, not arses, is one that we've got from Amanda Shirley. Doily says, my mum used to say, you'll understand when you're older. I still don't understand.
Yeah.
David Nove, he says, eat your greens. There are kids starving in Africa.
Yes. Yeah, or India's.
That's quite a common one, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a common one.
Brandon's just sent us a message. He's the guy that he's with us on an apprentice scheme. He's always late, that boy. Treat others as you don't treat yourself. I think that's his saying. So he's trying to be nice.
He's trying to be nice.
Trying to get back in our good books.
Oh, isn't he? Yeah.
Right? Trying to get back in my good books.
Fucking up.
There's another saying there. When you have kids, you'll understand. You got any more your side?
You are so not overworked. You know, like, oh, I've got so much to do. Oh, no, you haven't. You are so not overworked.
Oh, yes, I have.
Oh, yeah. If she argues with you, come and tell me.
Right.
Or him. Friend. Okay. I suppose friend dispute. Hurry up.
My mum always says, what do you want for tea? Like, even when I wake up in the morning, what do you want for tea tonight?
Really?
Yeah,
what
like,
a lovely mum.
But
I haven't even had like lunch or anything yet, and I just don't want to think about dinner. At,
yeah,
like,
I get
lunchtime.
That. I get that. My reply is, I've not even had my breakfast yet.
Yeah,
because I've got to think about loads of other things. That's why.
You just said one of the best ones ever.
Really?
It's just the shortest one. It's only two words. Yeah, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, but.
That's not our age group. That's your age group. Yeah. To most things that we would say, you know, get up, yeah, but. Your dinner's, yeah, but I'm just doing something, which basically means, you know, I'll be there when I'm ready.
What did we used to say then, in that sort of way?
I don't know. We just used to.
I was too polite.
We would do as we were told. Whereas this generation, I mean, you know, especially Abby, she's obviously like
rebel.
Rebel. Yeah.
I think she has free parenting. She goes to bed when she wants. Chooses her own meals.
I think we ought to tell her about free parenting and see what you reckon. Go on, just explain free parenting.
Free parenting practice isn't it? Well, certain mums and partners, stroke dads, husbands, or whatever, are doing this thing where they're basically their children choose when they go to bed, bedtime, what they want for their dinner, stroke supper, tea, whatever you want to call it. Put in some mums with three children, they'll all say three different things, and she'll cook three different meals.
Blimey.
Letting them walk to school at a very early age, from the age of like 7.
Mm. Yeah, my mum never used to do that when I was like younger, but I think now I'm like older, I can sort of do a bit.
Well, go to bed a bit later.
Well, I'll go to bed at like 9 o'clock.
Really?
Well, I'm in bed at 9 o'clock and I just like watch like I'm a Celeb or something.
Hang on, you're 18.
I know.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do
you need to speak to somebody about this problem that you've had? How long have you had this problem with, you know, obedience and...
obedience, not dog.
doing as you're told and going to bed early. Are you all right?
Yeah, I think I'm all right.
So, did your mum used to set a time when you used to, you know, years ago when you were not 18, you got to be in bed by 9 o'clock or whatever?
Yeah. I had like set times to go to bed.
Yeah,
so.
Definitely.
Crikey. And there you are, like going to bed now and you're 18 years old and you're not like. Could you have a word with Brandon and tell him where he's going wrong? I mean, he was late again. I don't know whether I've told you this, but he was late again.
Yeah, he told us a few times.
42 minutes he was late because he'd obviously overslept and missed the bus.
And it was raining, apparently.
Can you just, you know, while Brandon's still listening, do you feel like healthy because you go to bed at a reasonable time?
I don't know. Well, if I go to bed, like, really early, I don't feel like I've had much sleep in the morning. But if I go to... Like, if you go to bed earlier, it sort of makes it even worse when you wake up, I think.
Well, don't say that, because we'll never get him in bed. He'll be, like, 52 minutes late next week, won't he? Hey, look, it's time for us to go.
Time for our bedtime.
It's almost time for your bedtime. Yeah. You
have to be in bed in a minute. She needs to get home.
Hey, look, thank you, Abby. And we've right. now refrained from calling you Shabby, because everyone gets a nickname. But you didn't mind it, did you?
No,
it was all right. See?
I used to get Scabby Abby and all that.
What's a step up?
Scabby Abby.
You're a step up.
Yeah, step up.
Hey, look, have a great week, Max.
Yes,
have a great week, Shabby, Abby.
Thank you very
we'll
much.
See you next week.